Diana.
Well, it's time for question of the week, and this week we've raided Dracula's fridge to see what's on offer.
Oh, hi, Chris. This is Max from Toronto in Canada. I have a question regarding blood types. Why do we humans have different types of blood? And is it an evolutionary thing? Where does it come from, and what's the purpose of it? Also, do animals have any blood types as well? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Does one blood group have advantages over another, or is it more to do with having a bit of diversity?
So my name is Kent Gustafsson, and I'm a reader at UCL Institute of Child Health in London. Well, there are a number of different blood group systems, of course, or histoblood group systems, that it should be called, really. However, the one that we normally think of as the main human blood group system is the ABO system. These days, I think it's fair to say that most people in the blood group field think that the ABO system has developed because of our interactions with pathogens, in other words, bacteria and virus. The genetically controlled ABO blood groups are in most people present in the stomach and the intestine.
So the same ABO antigens found on blood cells will also be found on some cells in the intestines.
And this has led to some bacteria using them as receptors to just simply hang on, perhaps, or even accessing into the body that route, and therefore developing a preference for some of these. And some examples would perhaps be cholera, Campylobacter, E. coli of 157, as well as also some virus, for example, a norovirus, which gives you gastroenteritis. But not all bacteria or virus of one species or kind will necessarily bind to the same type of ABO best, but different strains within the same bacterial species may bind with different affinity to different ABO blood group structures. It's certainly clear that other primates, other than humans, also have the ABO blood group system. So it probably developed before the primate group diverged. And also there are very similar looking blood group systems in other mammals as well. And it's known, for example, that cows have a number of different blood group systems.
So having certain blood types can provide you with some protection against certain strains of pathogen. Kent also added that some bacteria and viruses will pick up the blood type of their last host so that when they invade a new host with a different blood type, the new host's antibodies recognise it and attack it. Other animals have blood groups too, but let's turn to animal noises for next week's question.
Hi, this is Evil Eye from Mount Dora, Florida in the United States. My question is, why did donkeys hee-haw, horses bray, and what sound do zebras make?
They're all vaguely the same shape, so why don't they make the same noise? Let us know your thoughts by emailing chris@thenakedscientists.com or by writing on our Naked Scientists online forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Diana O'Carroll with this week's Question of the Week. Thanks, Diana. Well, that's it for this week. We've run out of time. It remains for me to say a very big thank you to our guests this week, who were Tatum Simonson, Jim Hasselhoff and Ross Anderson, and also to, of course, our wonderful production and presentation team here at The Naked Scientist, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vowsler, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. Join us next week when we're exploring the science of transmissible tumours. These are cancers that can spread from one individual to another, almost like an organ transplant. We'll also hear how viruses can trigger certain types of cancer, including cervical cancer, and we'll have an update on whether the recently introduced cervical cancer vaccine is working quite as we expected. So if you have any questions about any of that, then please do send them via email to chris@thenakedscientist.com. And in the meantime, have a very nice week. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.